Michael Jones, our resident film buff, joins us every Thursday morning to give us the latest on what is in the cinemas. Now, you had a big couple of weeks.
I did, yep.
You had the SFF, the Sydney Film Festival, but you're back into the swing of regular
films. Regular films, but this film was actually a big hit at the Sydney Film Festival.
Oh, okay.
It actually won the audience award at the Sydney Film Festival, the audience favourite.
Right, okay.
This is a film called Mustang.
Is that like the People's Choice Awards?
People's Choice, yes. Yep. But these are the people who've they've seen the film. I don't think they vote in TV Week or whatever it is, but they do vote online or what have you after they've seen films. And Mustang from Turkey came out on top.
So it's a Turkish film.
Turkish film. This film was also Turkey's film that was nominated for the Academy Awards as well for Best Foreign Film.
Right,
year.
Okay.
Yes, yes. So it's directed and co-written by a woman called Deniz Gamze Ergüven. It's about five girls, five young women. It's the end of the school year in a coastal region of Turkey, northern Turkey. After hugs from the teacher, these five orphan sisters, they make the mistake of going swimming, albeit fully clothed, mind you, with a group of boys. Their guardian grandmother and uncle are immediately scandalised by their conservative and nosy neighbours and then set about cracking down on the girls' freedoms and preparing them for marriage.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But what they don't count on is the spirit of the girls, led by the youngest daughter, Lale, who's still a bit of a tomboy, likes to climb trees, play soccer.
Right.
Wants to learn how to drive, that sort of stuff. And then
goodness, no.
And Sone, who regularly sneaks off to meet a boyfriend that grandma and uncle don't know about, but get the feeling the consequences would be quite dire if they did.
Mm.
This film has been compared quite a lot to The Virgin Suicides, but to me it seemed more a comment on the trend towards conservatism that's happening in Turkey at the moment under President Erdogan and some of the statements he's making.
So that's the interesting thing I find about Turkey is that, because it is a notionally secular country, secularism is part of their constitution. However, there are overtones of very conservative Islam, particularly under Erdogan.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's quite disturbing, and this film, I guess, kind of subtly makes that point that, you know, perhaps this trend towards that is not such a good thing, especially for women.
Mm.
And the story does take some pretty dark turns at times, but again, it's the girls, and particularly Lale's spirit in particular, that like refused to be broken. Hence the title of the film, Mustang.
Aha!
Get it now? Yes. Yes, when I was first told people I was seeing a film called Mustang, they said, oh, a film about horses. No.
Yeah. It's not about horses, and it's not about Clint Eastwood.
No, definitely not. And throughout the film, you see the girls humiliated with various like things like virginity tests. They're made to wear drab clothes. They get locked up in the house. They're even not allowed to...
Oh, hang on. You had me when you said virginity tests, which sounds awful, but then you said drab clothes. Like, that doesn't seem too bad.
Well, the girls certainly don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
in the scheme of things, but yeah, I understand.
In the scheme of things, yeah, it's really kind of awful. Look, there are spirited performances from the five young girls who play all the sisters. They each give them individual sort of characteristics, and they all sort of stand out. And even uncle and grandma, they're more than just cardboard cutout villains in this story. You can tell that they're feeling pressure from other people in the community that they've got to keep these girls in line and that they should marry them off and what have you. So they're not just bad people who want to subjugate these girls. Look, this film, it could have been a real downer, like depicting the sort of grim reality for young women in like an increasingly conservative country, but it's punctuated by like enough well-rounded characters and humorous interludes, and there are quite a lot of those that make this film a really satisfying viewing experience and quite uplifting.
Where in Turkey is it set? Is it set in Istanbul?
Definitely not. No, Istanbul in the film is seen as the, you know, the heart of liberalism,
yes.
Where, yeah, you know, those sorts of... Well, the teacher that we see at the beginning of the film, she's gone back to Istanbul for the summer to possibly her husband. Could be just a boyfriend that she's living with, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, but Istanbul is seen as the goal for these girls. They'd like to get there someday.
Right.
And maybe some of them will get there, maybe some of them won't.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
How many minarets out of five are you going to give it?
Minarets out of five, that's a difficult one, but I really think you should saddle up and gallop off to see Mustang, and especially if you've got some teenage daughters, take them with you to see it, because I think they'll really get a kick out of it too. So, Oh, minarets out of five. At least four minarets.
At least four minarets.
Minarets, yeah.
There you go. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. Mr. Michael Jones, our resident film buff, joining us every Thursday. Mate, this is my last week, but it's been fun.
Well, I've enjoyed it.
It's been a gas.